Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omote and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. You know how it goes. It's a Friday. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. You've got another 179 episodes to catch up on, so you've got your work cut out for you. And if you're part of the regular Moto Kingdom, welcome back. Glad to have you listening to the podcast yet again. Today we're taking it to DR Congo, and I'm excited for this one. But before we get there, if you do like this podcast, then please do head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omoto, which is MJWEMOTO, and buy me a coffee, or two, or three. Let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is...
If there was ever an artist from DR Congo that does not need an introduction, then Fally Ipupa is that guy. One of the most popular reviews I've ever done, ever, and I'm talking more than 50,000 streams type of ever, is for Fally Ipupa's Tokos 2, which came out in December 2020. So naturally, when Tokos 2 Gold was announced, I was gonna come at it with a review no matter what. So here's that review. Tokos 2 Gold was released on February 25th, 2022, so it's super, super fresh. Under Elektra France and Warner Music France, it has 37 tracks. 37 tracks. Which is, I think, 1 hour and 50 minutes of runtime, 9 features, and multiple producer placements. I got to wondering what the word Tokos means, and it is derived from the Lingala word Kitoko, which means something good, something awesome, or a good vibe. Looks like Fally took this and made it a way to describe the brand of music he started making around 5 years ago with the album Tokos, which came out in 2017, and he ran with it. He literally ran with it. Now we're on Tokos 2 Gold, which is kind of like the Tokos 3, really. Anyway, I'll review the music a little, then I'll reveal what the differences between Tokos 2 and Tokos 2 Gold are. I really don't know what's happening in the DR Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but Keisha dropped a 50-track album last week. And this week we have Fally Ipupa dropping a 37-track album. Bruh, whatever level of cooking music is happening in DR Congo, it's crazy. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, looking at the music. Two singles from Tokos 2 Gold came out in the last year, and that's kind of normal anyway. Like, artists do release singles here and there, and then an album to kind of, you know, solidify the whole thing. And for this one, that's the song Nzoto, as well as 100, which did fairly well since. In general, I'd say a surprise for me on Tokos 2 Gold was the trap beats with the deep 808s. Then it just hit me. Fally Ipupa is one of the few artists that genuinely sounds dope and authentic on just about any beat or genre. He never loses that Fally Ipupa-ness. I know that's not a word, but stick with me here. Whether it's a slower rumba type vibe, a thumping trap number, zouk, Afro beats, R&B, and whatever else. I mean, that's a seriously underrated skill of his, and he has hits in so many different styles too, and I don't think we talk about that enough. We just talk about them as hits, like, ah, it's just normal, but the way he does it and the different genres for it, man, crazy. Fally Ipupa gets some heavy hitters to help him out on Tokos 2 Gold, including Yusufa, Niska, Yusundo, Leto, Gaitu Besba, and that's outside the ones on the songs already on the Tokos 2 album. That bodes well for the music as much as it does for the optics, but then again, this is Fally we're talking about here. I really enjoyed a lot of the vocal work on Tokos 2 Gold. Fally Ipupa is uniquely gifted in how his voice is, and he's able to use it well and differently. I found myself marveling at the nuances, like the harmonizing, the backing vocals, and more. And that was a highlight for me. He is in a class of his own. So the big question is, what's the difference between Tokos 2 and Tokos 2 Gold? Initially, I thought it was just a deluxe version type situation, but I quickly let that thought go because in 2021, Fally Ipupa already released Tokos 2 bonus version. And also, when I saw Tokos 2 has 16 tracks, while Tokos 2 Gold has 37, clearly. That's a 21 song difference. And deluxe albums usually aren't that hefty, are they? Yeah, wow. I went through the first 15 tracks before I was met with a song from Tokos 2. And that's literally an album or 2 to 3 EPs worth of music. The 15 songs are labeled as disc one, and the songs from Tokos 2 and the bonus tracks are disc two, which makes this a double album. There are about 6 bonus tracks that include the previously released Sabushpa from 2019 and tracks that were already released as part of Tokos 2 bonus version last year. You get a mix of old and new on this offering, and I love the longevity of Fally Ipupa's music. You can listen to it over and over and not come back to it for months or years, and listen to it and love it all over again, which is amazing. The album cover is pretty much the Tokos 2 album cover with some added gold trims here and there. His name is now in gold too, so overall very little difference there. The graphic design work was okay, not necessarily wow, but I've learned to live with that in general, as long as the music bangs. And for artists of like Fally's stature, like, yeah, he doesn't need that push. However, fair warning to any artists out there, upcoming, you know, still building your name, the cover art is your first impression, so give it your best still. My recommendation. With those differences noted, Tokos 2 Gold is like a super ultra deluxe edition of Tokos 2, and then Tokos 2 bonus version, with enough new songs to be a different album altogether. I don't know why he didn't do that, but it's a longevity play, so I see it. Musically, Tokos 2 Gold is a gem of an album. The level of class is evident, while the songs are really enjoyable. As a fan, I was left impressed that it was packaged how it was, and I was left filled with satisfaction. That's what I want personally when I listen to music all the time. Fally will serve a true platter that is centered on variety, and he doesn't miss. Some of my favorite tunes off of this timely offering, and just looking specifically at disc one, because I already reviewed Tokos 2, so you can listen to my review for Tokos 2 anytime. It's on all platforms. But on this disc one of Tokos 2 Gold, some of my favorite tunes are Best Life, 100, Merci, Migrants, De Rev version with Yusundo, La Bass, Wananzambe, PK, Silence, Eleki, this one. Yeah, that's a lot of songs from this one. It's amazing, Fally Ipupa. And the fact that he's got these tracks makes me wonder, like, he probably has like hundreds of tracks in his archive where he's just like, we'll see, maybe I'll release in like 2 years or whatever. But yeah, Tokos 2 Gold, fantastic album, and a great way to give legs to Tokos 2, which is still doing things. So nice work. You can listen to Tokos 2 Gold across all streaming platforms. It's well worth it. I mean, it's Fally Ipupa. Yeah. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.